Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you.
Welcome.
This is Dr. Bernard. God bless you. Go ahead.
And welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Hagen. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, France, Jamaica. I'm telling you, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We would like to take this moment and present to you the man whom God has chosen such a time as this to lead the world into a billion praise, 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, the pastor of Amazing Grace International, president, founder, CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the international ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. It's wonderful to be on the prayer line, the blog line tonight. And let me tell you something. God is ultra awesome. Oh, my mother, who has been in the hospital for an entire month, we took her home minutes just before the blog line here. Can you imagine how happy I am? But it is true that no matter how happy I am, she's more happy than I am. She, first time I've seen her smile in quite a while, in a month, I'd say. But she's smiling tonight. She's in her own home, and she's 95 years old. And somebody, I'm talking to somebody who can understand what I'm saying.
Yay!
She is so happy. She's rejoicing in a great way. And before I left her and came here to the church right now, she, we had a word of a thank you, prayer thank you. And she was rejoicing and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, you must be putting your name. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful day just to see her happy and rejoicing in Jesus Christ. I tell you, and we just come to give God a thousand thank yous. I guess most of you all will know what I'm thanking him for tonight. Amen. And I want to just make our platform available to you tonight. I'm not a selfish person. I just want you to be able to thank him for whatever you will. If God has done something for you, I want you to have the privilege of giving him the glory and the honor. Somebody said, all the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. Yeah. So I want you to have the privilege of giving him the praise and all the adoration. Now let's pray and make your request known unto the Lord what you will tonight. For what God needs from you is his praise. So just you would make your praises known unto him. Heavenly Father, we come before you just to thank you and to praise you for all that you have done. I keep telling people, some people don't understand. But I thank you because you have been so multitudinous to us. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise your holy name for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. We love you, Lord. Thank you. You come through for us more than we can even thank you for. Thank you for bringing us the last mile of the way. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden and lightening every heavy load, Lord. Thank you for how you've been so good and for blessing the people on this live talk radio. And God, you brought them from a mighty, mighty long way. You brought them, and you helped them, Lord. I want to thank you for it. You never forget your children. Never, never. There's nobody, nobody like you. Thank you. God, may I say it like I heard in old church. You said, they said rather, much obliged. We appreciate you so much, much obliged. Now I'm asking you to honor every prayer request of every person on this Block Talk Radio. Honor their request in Jesus' name. Whatever they ask you for, God, if it be in your will, in your will, I ask you to bless them. God, as I walk through the church here, I pray that you just bless. Make a way out of no way. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, God. As the people make their request known unto you, in the name of Jesus, bless, bless, bless. Make a way out of no way. Bring them out, Lord. Oh, God, we depend on you. You never failed us. Never. You have never failed us. You've been on every step of the way. And thank you for it. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
The lines are open.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes Thank you, Jesus.
Johnson, amen. She's out of the hospital now. She's back home. Give me a chance.
Thank you.
Prayer changes things. Amen. And let me tell you something. Praise is the key to prayer is the key to the kingdom, but praise, God uses it to just do mighty and wonderful things too. He inhabits the praises of his people. And y'all pray for Mother Johnson and God answers your prayer. Glory, excuse me. I'll tell you, I'm so happy tonight. But she's happier than I am.
Yeah, she was just praising God just to be back home. Let me give my station identification before I leave tonight. I haven't done it in quite a while. Some people on the blog line want my address and want to give it to you. Write me at Bernard Johnson, B like Victor, Bernard, P.O. Box 26593. Again, P.O. Box 26593. Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas, and the zip code 66225. 66225. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining us tonight. We plan to be back there tomorrow night. Somebody said, Dr. Johnson, why do you do this every night? Well, I thank him 1,000 times a day. It would just be futileless to not want to come on the blog line and help people and teach and train people how to thank God 1,000 times. People in Africa got it, and they're running with it. India, they got it, and they're running with it. All in Brazil, they got it and running with it. Somebody walked to the mall the other day and heard, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Where do you think that's coming from? It's coming from this blog line, blog talk, amen, where we present it. And we are trying to train and teach people how to thank God 1,000 times. It only takes 15, 20 minutes. One thing the Lord laid on my heart that now, when y'all go to thanking him, don't leave Jesus out. That's where the power is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you who? Thank you, Jesus. We don't want nobody to get the wrong idea. We're not thanking nobody but the Lord Jesus and Jehovah God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. And then let's put some foundation behind it. Why are we thanking? Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. You see, let's put foundation into it. God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful night, and may something phenomenal happen to you between tonight and tomorrow night. Glad to be back on the blog line
bless you tomorrow night.
And may the Lord go with you. All right. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. Keep us in your prayers. And then we do covet your prayer. And if you put us in that 1,000 thank yous, I appreciate it. So God will hear that. Thank you. And bless and give a miracle. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Here's the final blessing. Lord, bless these folks in the city and bless them in the field. Bless their parents. Bless their children. Bless their mother, father, sisters, and brothers. Bless them, Lord. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless their going out and their coming in. Bless them with great health. Bless them with great strength. God, you know how to bless folks better than anybody in the world. You are the blesser. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with financial blessings. Oh, God, cancel IRS debt. And this year, Lord, bring in inheritances. Many, let many receive inheritances. I'm asking you, because you put it on my home, and I'm asking you to give those inheritances. Oh, God, bless some people who've been trying to get their inheritances for years upon years upon years, some decades. God, let it come now in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, help us to make your name greater than it is now. People know your name, but God, help us to make it so great that when we do the clarion call, people will honor you and come from all over. They don't need nobody else's name but your name. Help us, Lord, to make your name greater so the people will honor you like they do men. Some people won't come unless they hear certain names. But God, you're the biggest name in the world. And I'm asking you to let people come to the knowledge and there's something click in their brains, click in their minds that they've been going because they heard so-and-so was going to be there. But God, let something happen that will make it stick in their mind that I'm going this time not for no man's name, but I'm going for the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I'm asking you this in the name of Jesus. Let this be so, that this thing be turned around and people come because of Jesus. Don't let him be worn out so, his name be worn out so, that people don't move because of the name of Christ. That people will move because of Jesus. And what I'm asking right now must be in the will of God, because there's interference everywhere trying to keep it from being, keep me people from hearing these words. But I'm going to say it again, Lord, let it be so that people move because of the name of Jesus rather than a man's name. They're not coming because they hear a certain person's name and certain people going to be there preaching. But they hear the name of Jesus. And when we call, the clarion call on the world to praises everywhere and to prayer warriors everywhere and the people of God everywhere, let them come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we might praise God like the world has never, ever seen, in Jesus' name. Let God get the glory, no man. Let God get the praise, no man. Let God get the adoration, no man. Let Jesus be glorified. Lord, help us. Turn that thing around, Lord, where people are just going because somebody who they saw on TV is there. Somebody they heard on the radio is there. And these folk don't have you as their God. They have man as their God. Because they won't come for you, Jesus. If you were their God, they would come. But they come for man. They hear so-and-so, Bishop so-and-so going to be there. That's their God. Because if you were their God, they would be there. When they hear Jesus is going to be there, they move because of Jesus. Lord, the devil has snuck in the back door and made man the idol god of this thing. The children of Israel were in the desert, and they melted down their gold and made a gold calf and worshiped the calf. People don't even realize that they made man now the idol god rather than God. They don't see the calf, but the calf is out there. Golden calf that melted down. They move quicker for the calf now, symbolized by man, than they do for God. In Jesus' name. Oh, bless. Turn this thing around, Lord. Let the people move for Jesus. Yes. Let them move for Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. God bless you. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. I'm out.
Bless you too. Bless.